This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Tell me what your God is, and I'll tell you what kind of man you are. Tell me what your God really is, and I'll tell you what kind of woman you are. We become like that which we worship. We always do. You will always become like that which you worship. Money can create a false independence in my life, an attitude that I don't need anybody, including the Lord. Let's bring up the second danger. Money can shackle me to this earth. We don't use the word shackle, but let me ask you this. You ever seen someone arrested on television in a famous trial situation or a famous arrest, and we've seen recent arrests in the media in the last few months, and you see people not only in handcuffs, but they're in leg shackles and they can barely move as the police are escorting them into a court to be charged or to be arraigned in front of a judge for the charges to be read, or they're taken into the trial. And I want to suggest to you that money can shackle me to this earth. I become chained to this earth. I become so attached to this world. I don't want to leave it because all of my attachments are shackled to me. William Barclay, the famous Bible commentary, talks about a Dr. Johnson. He doesn't identify him in any other way other than a Dr. Johnson, who was taking a tour of a certain wealthy estate and castle. And after the tour was over, Dr. Johnson remarks, "These are the things that make it difficult to die." What a statement. These are the things that make it difficult to die. What is it in your life that you have that's making it difficult for you to die? And I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about things. What is it that may be shackled to you? And just in the same way that the prisoner walks into the courtroom in leg irons and handcuffs, you have leg irons and handcuffs when it comes to something that you say you own, but really owns you. Let's bring up the third one. Money can make me more self-centered than I already am. Now, that may sound a little facetious to you, but I don't mean it that way. Everybody's self-centered to a certain extent. We all are. I don't believe that, you know, there are people who are self-centered and there are people that aren't. Everybody's self-centered. You can't help but be self-centered. You've got pain in your leg or pain in your arm or pain in your chest or somewhere. You tend to be self-centered about that pain. Why? Because you're the one who feels it. There's a situation going on in your life, a problem that's right in front of you. And you tend to think about that, and somebody say, "Well, you're just self-centered." No, it's just that you've got a problem that's at the forefront of your life right now, and that's normal. But my point is this: money can make me more self-centered than I already am. Money can make me more focused on myself than what I do already. Folks, if you don't go home with anything else, go home with that message out of Luke 18 today. You've got to serve somebody. And this rich young ruler is introduced to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who's confronting him, of all people, with what he had and what he owned that actually owned him. And you say, "I don't know if I could handle a situation like that with Jesus confronting me like that." Well, let me tell you something. He just did. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about this word. You're sitting there today, I'm standing here today, and Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is confronting all of us, you and me, with the truth of this passage, that money can create a false independence in my life. It can shackle me to this earth, and it can make me more self-centered than I already am. Folks, I really believe the Lord's speaking to somebody who's listening to this message right now. Maybe it's you. Our website is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.